Listeners Special。
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, Salam, and welcome to Listeners Special on this Sunday, September 1st, 2019. I'm Atef Irfani.
And I'm Amir Abbas Malik Jalali.
Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views matter most. Contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcasts. If you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important.
Well, as usual, we have received so many emails and letters from our listeners from around the world. I'm going to read out the names of a few of them who have kindly sent us emails. Konstantin Barsenko from Russia, Veer Chand from India, Hector Frias Joff from Chile, and also Perel Stenman from Finland and Brian Penny from the United States have kindly sent us emails. And also, we have Shivanda Paul, one of our regular listeners from India, who has kindly sent us a reception report. Also, we have Dmitry Elegant from Russia and Rasim Ben Brahim from Tunisia, who have sent us reception reports. Thank you all for sending us emails and also sending us reception reports.
Thank you very much. Those who have sent us reception reports, you know, these are very useful to us, particularly to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us to provide a better service to you. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us.
All right, let's go for a short break and we'll be back in a tick.
This is Listeners Special.
All right, let's start with this week's emails. What do you have?
Okay, I have an email from Perel Stenman, if I'm right, because he's from Finland. Says, I hope this report reaches you. I hear your radio signals in Finland with a very good radio reception condition. I found the programs very interesting this Monday evening. I would very much appreciate your answer, verifying that this is your radio station, English Radio in Tehran. Thank you for making this contact possible. I look forward to hearing from you. I hope my reception report will be of use to your engineers and would very much appreciate a confirmation. Best wishes from your radio friend in Finland. Thank you very much, Perel Stoneman from Finland.
Right, and also a short email from Konstantin Barsenko from Russia. The email reads, Dear friends at IRIB English Radio, thanks for your interesting programs and informative news bulletins. Thank you all and best wishes for you from Russia. Thank you, Konstantin. You have mentioned our programs and also you have described our news bulletins as informative very much, but tell us which programs you like the most. And Don't forget to visit our website. I'm sure that you'll find interesting stuff there, and that would be of great interest to you. I think by just reading the items on our website, you'll get more familiar with the Iranian culture and also civilization.
Konstantin Barsenko from Russia, I'm also grateful for your nice email.
Right. Also, another short email here from India by Veer Chand. The email reads, I'm a regular listener of IRIB English Radio. I should say that IRIB English service programs are quite interesting and informative. Also, your website, which I visit on a daily basis, is a useful source of world news. I appreciate your efforts at IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much, Veer Chand from India.
Thank you very much, Veer Chand from India. It was a message of encouragement.
Right. All right. It's now time for a short break. We'll be back soon. Stay tuned.
Okay, we are back.
Right.
Would
you like to read the next email?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Here we have an email from Brian Penny from the US. He says, "Dear friends at the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, I was fortunate to be able to receive your broadcast in English today. Although propagation conditions have been challenging lately, your signal was strongly received at my location. I encountered static crashes and some fading in your signal, as is typical for the time of the day received. Thank you for your programming and for continuing to acknowledge the continued viability of shortwave broadcasting." We're so happy that we have a new, listener from the U.S., Brian Penny from the U.S., and we are so happy that he has received our signal and there was no interfering in the broadcasting.
And it seems
of our voice.
It seems he's one of the listeners who loves shortwave broadcast. Mm-hmm. He loves listening to radio programs via shortwave broadcast. Anyhow, thank you, Brian, for sending us an email.
Yeah, Brian Penny, keep listening to IRIB English Radio.
Also, here is a relatively long email from Hector Frias Joffre from Chile. The email reads, "I remember when I was a kid, around 10 years old, one day I noticed a big radio with a green light and changing colors. It also had a screen which would show the dial where the signals were propagated. New York, London, Bonn, Madrid, Sydney, Tehran, and thus several names of big cities. Today, after over 50 years, it fills me with joy to know that through radio, people like me could connect and get to know different cultures and customs of many countries. At the age of 23, I started listening regularly to radio and I discovered that with a special antenna for shortwave, that wooden box could turn into a magic box. That radio was just like a window that could show you beyond the geographical borders. The shortwave has brought me a great deal of knowledge about the countries around the world because this window has allowed me to travel without moving from my desk to know firsthand news and to discover the truth. There are so many good things that till today I enjoy this interesting pastime. This old and dear radio is still a part of my life. Today, with the advancement of technology, my receiver is completely digital. Also, a great advantage is to have the possibility of extracting the captured audio and sending it to the preferred stations in order to be verified. It's been 40 years, and I'm still enjoying my hobby, and I'll keep doing it. Great joy to listen to radio signals transmitted from far away with effort and love. Indeed, the shortwave radio never dies. Best regards." Well, Hector,
yes.
a long and interesting email, right? I really enjoyed reading your email, and it seems that you are quite interested in tuning into radio programs, and I'm sure that you have listened to so many radio stations around the world, and normally you have learned a lot from these radio programs.
Hector Fria Jofre from Chile, one of our regular listeners. I'm also grateful for your nice letter.
And that wraps up this week's edition of Listeners. A special thank you all for joining us till next week. Take care, everyone, and goodbye.
Goodbye. Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend a few minutes writing an email to us. We love to hear from our listeners who have any questions or comments about our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. And you can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.parstoday.com/en. And our telephone number is 00982122013720. Our profile in Facebook is www.facebook.com/parstodayen. Many thanks for being with us.